Hello and welcome to Massage Therapy Radio. I'm your host, Don Dillon, and tonight's topic, we'll be talking about modalities using electrotherapies and like TENS machines and ultrasound. Tonight's seminar is part of the series More Productive, More Time to Care, produced by Don Dillon. You can hear replays of this show and other past shows by visiting massagetherapyradio.com. Before we introduce our guest tonight, I would like to invite all our listeners out there to who are viewing our broadcast page. There is a box on the broadcast page that says Q&A, and there's an opportunity for you to submit your questions to our guest tonight. Make sure to include your name and city so we know where you're from, and you can submit your questions live for our guest to answer them. Let's go into introducing our guest. Every major survey done on the massage therapy profession has shown extremely high levels of attrition among therapists. Two main reasons given are dissatisfaction with income and physical toll on the body. Adding modalities such as ultrasound and electrotherapy allow you to increase your income by increasing both client volume and retention while reducing wear and tear on your body. Our guest, Eric Shin, is a kinesiologist, massage therapist, and acupuncturist who has been in practice since 1990. Derek is the founder and director of the McNichol Wellness Center, a holistic healthcare center located in Toronto. Derek has extensive clinical experience in the treatment of pain and soft tissue injuries through ultrasound and electrotherapy. Derek, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Pleasure to be here.
How's the weather where you are?
Well, it was just raining over just a few minutes ago, but it's sunny. It's gotten sunny now, so that's nice. But it could change any minute, considering the last couple of days over here.
Yes, we've had quite a bit of rain. Now, can you tell me a little bit about ultrasound and TENS and electrotherapy? Can you give as we've talked about this show, this series is about how technology can save massage therapists time, energy, and money. So maybe you could just define for us a little bit about the modalities that you use and what the benefits are.
Sure. Well, both modalities, they're basically using energy to help with all the stuff that we do already. The ultrasound basically sends in sound energy, but it's at a frequency that is at millions of hertz. Generally, for instance, the frequency of sound that we can hear would be maybe 5 hertz to 20,000 hertz, but the types of energy that an ultrasound unit will send in would be like 3 million hertz to 1 million hertz. So it's a high-frequency sound that gets sent into the body and basically to elicit a healing effect and to help all the other stuff that we do. And the electrotherapy is just sending a current into the body that stimulates the neurons, and so it helps relieve tension in the muscles, and it helps relieve pain. And so both of them just really are a perfect fit to what therapists are already doing, trying to relieve pain and muscle spasm and help the healing of the client. So they're both perfect fits for what we're already doing.
Now, Derek, you know that massage therapists, they tend to be pretty hands-on people and sometimes pretty purist about that. Are RMTs embracing? We know the physios and chiropractors, athletic therapists, are using, kinesiologists using this kind of technology. Are RMTs embracing this technology? And if not, why not?
Yeah, slowly starting to embrace it. I find it's getting more accepted. I think basically, people are figuring out that if you've been in practice for over a year or two, even it's really a physical, laborious profession, there's nothing better than being able to help someone heal with your hands, and I think that's why a lot of people get into the profession, and both for the clients and the therapist, it's such a rewarding thing to do. But after a while, it's like, you know, when I got out, it was like I was young, and I thought, oh, you know, I'm going to take on the world, and my clientele was increasing, and everyone was getting better, and everyone was happy except for Derek, who would be driving home and have to stick his arms in an ice bucket after the day. Mm-hmm. So eventually I realized, you know what, if I want to keep doing this, I need to start incorporating things that would allow me to continue doing what I was doing, but also wouldn't, you know, add to the stress on my body. And so that's when I started. I had already been using both ultrasound and electrotherapy during my undergraduate days as an athletic therapist and all that kind of stuff. And I got away from it when I started doing the hands-on work. But then I realized, you know what, I have to start incorporating again if I really want to keep this profession going. And so, yeah, I think people are starting to figure it out, and we're getting more and more response. And actually, our workshops are full now, so it's great. But like you said, it's sort of against the reason why a lot of people get into massage therapy in the first place, right? Because a lot of people were turned off by what was happening, I think, in the healthcare profession, where people were using machines, and it became less and less personal, and that healing part of it, that hands-on, the human touch, and all of that was being lost, and I think that was one of the reasons why massage therapy became so popular, or has become so popular, and why so many people are getting into the profession. But what I found was that, and this was the worry for myself and a lot of the students that I've taught, is that, you know, aren't people going to be turned off? Because that's why they come to me, because they come because they want hands-on. They don't want machines. And it was exactly the opposite, which was really encouraging, because what happened was, for whatever reason, 90% of my clients have a closer relationship with me than they would with their chiropractor or physio or physician or whatever. So when they found out that we were adopting or employing these types of modalities in our clinic, they were thrilled, because instead of going and being referred out to someone, they'd come to us. And so they were thrilled that we were offering them. And the whole thing that we try to teach is that these modalities are really just a part of the total practice. And so if they're used on their own, they're just sort of so-so. But when they're used in conjunction with all the great stuff that therapists do already with their hands, they're extremely effective. And this was a typical thing, was people would go to a come to our clinic and say, you know what, I think I'd like to try some ultrasound on you. And they say, oh, no, it doesn't work. You know, I went to physio for weeks and weeks and it didn't work. And usually I say, well, let me try it and see how it goes. And we do the ultrasound or the electrotherapy, and then we do it in combination with all the soft tissue work. And the next day they would call and say, what did you do? It works so well. And it was just because we used it in combination with all the soft tissue stuff and all the things that we do already. And so it both of them really work well as just, you know, a part of a whole practice.
You know, I think you've spoken directly to probably the greatest objection that massage therapists have, is that they've heard of stories where the manual practitioner, whether a chiropractor or a physiotherapist or other practitioner, had resulted primarily on just these modalities, and they got a very disjointed and ineffective response, and assumed
right,
it wasn't working well. But it sounds like you've been very effective at incorporating both manual therapy and these various modalities into your practice.
Yeah, because and that's one of the things we try to teach, is that when you understand the, you know, a lot of therapists too that I've found have an aversion, like you, I guess that's the whole point of this series. There's an aversion to the technology, but when they find out what it is, it's and realizing it, you know, that electricity is actually part of our natural physiology already, you know, as everyone knows, and the ultrasound is actually a physical force. So it's literally, the ultrasound is a mechanical energy. It's literally pushing things around. So it's no different than what we're doing with our hands, only it's at a molecular level. And so, when we teach them about the modalities, and the whole focus of the course is just to show them how they can fit it into their practice and their existing skills. And when they do, everyone's been thrilled with the results. Our feedback has just been fantastic over the years, so we're thrilled about that.
Now, can you tell me, can you give us, for the listeners in our audience, can you give us a typical idea? Imagine most therapists have in their mind an intake and, you know, 50 minutes or so of hands-on care, and then they wrap up the treatment. What would your protocol look like? How would your treatment be structured in a way that would incorporate the modalities and the hands-on care? Can you give us an example?
Sure. So like a typical hour treatment, for instance, we do the same thing. But what we do is, if we were doing an assessment or we were assessing as we were going, and we realized, oh, okay, there's a lesion here, or there's a strain or a trigger point or whatever that would benefit from the modalities. And so generally the ultrasound electrotherapy are trying to speed the healing of it, the ultrasound is an awesome heat modality. Like when you set it at a thermal setting, it's an awesome modality which literally just softens the tissue, so that when I do the soft tissue work after, whether it's a stretch or release work or fascial stuff, you can literally feel it in your hands. It's like soft clay, and then you basically reset the tissue. So generally what we do is you'd identify what's going on, and you'd do sort of all of the other surrounding tissues and save that area for last, and then do some ultrasound on the lesion. And then after the ultrasound, you'd do some stretching or drainage work whatever was indicated for the stage of the condition, whether it was acute or chronic or whatever. And then maybe some more work. And then at the end, usually we do the electrotherapy at the end because it's really soothing. And it often relieves a lot of the discomfort people feel after a treatment or the next day, where I know before I started using the electrotherapy, we used to have to warn people that, you know, you might be sore for a day or so after the treatment, and we'd explain why, and, you know, they'd have to sort of bear through it. But now with the electrotherapy, we do it right at the end, and it seems to alleviate that. So they just leave happy, and they're happy the next day, and we don't get those calls the next day. So, it varies on the condition, but generally, yeah, you do all the other stuff you're doing, and you, that's what we teach is when to use them, and it depends on a lot of different factors like stage of condition and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, in an hour you'd be using the ultrasound, electrotherapy. I'm an acupuncturist too, so I'll do some acupuncture, and then the client is happy, and I'm not, you know, sore and tired at the end of the day. So it all works out.
You found a way to reduce your actual hands-on time but still be effective.
Right.
Less wear and tear on your body but still being able to treat, I'm imagining, even more patients in a day than a typical massage therapist.
Right. And that's the key thing, is that it just allows you to see so many more clients or patients. And people will say, well, I'm worried that if I use this machine that they're going to be turned off. But as I said, it really was the exact opposite. As long as you don't just put them on the machine and then just say, see you later, if you put it on and then you do all of the other stuff and you're spending the time with them and you're doing the hands-on work, then they're, we get people now coming in and requesting it, say, can you do that ultrasound on me? They've become their own doctors, and they know when it's indicated, and they know when it works, so they'll be requesting it. So, you can see so many more people. There's definitely less fatigue and wear and tear on the therapist, and so everyone wins. For me, it's a must. If you're going to keep on in this profession for more than a few years, I think it's really a must. Just both financially and, for your health.
Hmm. Derek, let me take a moment here to remind our listeners to, on the broadcast page, there is a box where you can enter questions. If you have any questions regarding these various technologies, make sure to include your name and the city that you're from so that we can find out where you're coming from. And click the submit button, and we will try to get to as many of those questions today as possible. Now, Derek, if we could, let's get a little more technical for our listeners. And mm-hmm. you had mentioned that ultrasound has both a thermal and sonic setting. Maybe you could describe that a little bit more and how you vary between the two and what situations would you apply one or the other?
Sure. Yeah, so there'd be thermal and non-thermal. And generally, see, the ultrasound, the two, just to really simplify it, the basic things that it does is it helps in the healing of the tissue. And so basically, if you set the ultrasound waves on a pulse setting so that they're only going in maybe 20% of the time, 30% of the time, and then they're off for the rest, and they just pulse like that, it doesn't create a thermal effect. And so because obviously with an acute injury, you don't want to create heat. So you would be you'd pulse the waves, and it wouldn't create a heat, but you're still getting this healing effect. So even in an acute injury, you have something to do. Like, you know, before someone come in with a huge edema and big grapefruit size edema, and we would drain around it and tell them to ice and elevate. Well, now it's like, come on in, and we do the ultrasound, and we'll pulse it. The physical pulses of the ultrasound help with the drainage. They help the tissue heal, and then we do all our drainage stuff after that. And so, so you would pulse it to get a non-thermal effect. And then if you did want a thermal effect, like in a chronic injury, you just put it on a continuous setting. So it's just going nonstop. And it basically heats the tissue up at a molecular level. And the nice thing about it, it's a targeted heat. So and really deep. So, for instance, if I put a thermophore or hydrochloride or some kind of heat modality on, most of that gets absorbed in the skin and the fat, and that's why you feel it so much, and your pores open and all that. The ultrasound, just the way the body absorbs ultrasound, is that very little gets absorbed in the skin and the fat, and that's why you don't feel it. And it actually gets absorbed in the deeper tissue, the more dense tissue, such as the ligaments and the fascia and the tendons and the muscles. So that's a terrific thing about it. It's targeted, and it's really, really deep. And so the person doesn't feel it too much, as most people have had it before. They say, is this doing anything? But it's actually, really deep modality. And so therefore, when we do our stretching and fascial work and all that after, there's a really profound effect.
I'm imagining there's ways to modulate the thermal effect, and I'm imagining that you have to be trained. And this is not a machine that just anybody can use. You really need training to know how long and how deep of a penetration. That would be very important to know.
Right. Yeah, and that's what the course is all about. But the thing is that it is such a safe modality that it's public domain, and that they're selling ultrasound units over infomercials now, and the electrotherapy. There's obviously people have seen number of commercials with TENS machines, telling them they can lose weight and this and that. And so the modalities are actually really safe, but as healthcare practitioners, we need to have some kind of training in it if we're going to use it in our practice. And so that's what the course is all about, is to give you the training. We give you a certificate at the end. There is an exam at the end, during the course, so you have to pass the exam. In Ontario, anyway, the college's position is that it is public domain, but as practitioners, we need to have some kind of training. But as long as we're using it within our scope of practice, which is soft tissue, then it's okay. That was another reason why I think a lot of therapists weren't sure about the modalities, because a lot of them would say, are we allowed to do this? Is this in our scope of practice? And so, it has been for a long, long time. And as long as, you're using it for soft tissue injury, then you're fine. And
now, have you had any problems? I know some of the provinces that are not yet regulated, they're a little sketchy about stepping on the toes of the physios and the chiros in terms of using some of these modalities. Have you had any inquiries or questions from other provinces or states that it might be an issue in terms of the scope of practice?
Yeah, I haven't. I know. Well, I know BC is actually teaching it in their curriculum, not just these, but they do have a section where they're teaching physical modalities like this. So, and I was approached to do some workshops out there. So it sounds like out there, you know, it's accepted. But as I said, it is public domain. So anywhere in Canada, a therapist, if you start using it, generally it's more for the insurance company that you need to show you've taken a course and done some training. And this is how safe these modalities are, is that, you know, for instance, the largest provider of liability insurance for massage therapists in Ontario anyway, has no increase in their premium if you're using these modalities. You do have to check it off, and you do want to show them, you know, if needed, that you've taken these courses, but they don't even increase the premium if you're using ultrasound or electrotherapy in your practice. And so that tells you, in terms of the bottom line, how safe it is. Because if there was even one hint of a, you know, any trouble anywhere, that you'd know the premiums would be upped if you know, people are using them. So they really are safe. But the, you know, the thing is that as practitioners, we want to use them effectively as well. So that's the key thing, is safe and effective, and then I think it's good. But it, you know, if you are in another province, you might want to check that out. It's something. If you want to contact me too, like over our website, nwie.ca, you can get my contact information, and maybe I can do some of the homework for you too. Like if you are in a province, and because we might start doing some out-of-province workshops, and we'll see how that goes.
I will remind our listeners that on the broadcast page there is a large button that says Contact Derek Shin, and you can go directly to his website by pushing on that button. And I'll just remind you as well, if you have any questions that you would like to submit tonight, there's a Q&A box on the broadcast page. Please include your name and the city where you're from, and we'd be happy to field your question with Derek this evening. Now, Derek, we've talked quite a bit about ultrasound. We've bounced a few other terms around: electrotherapy, TENS, stim, electrostim. Could you tell us a little bit about the electrotherapy or the stim, and are these all the same thing, or are we talking about different technologies? Give us a little bit more information about that.
Yeah, well, generally electrotherapy, they're all basically technology that sends current into the body, and it starts to stimulate neurons. First, it'll stimulate sensory neurons, and you'll get this tingly sensation. Then it'll start to stimulate motor neurons, and the muscles will start to contract. And the purpose of all, for what we would use them for, would be generally to reduce muscle spasm and pain. And they work really well for that. And again, if you use them on their own, they're okay. But if you use them with all the other stuff you're doing, they really, really, I think, benefit the client and your effectiveness. In the course, what we do is we teach the difference between, you know, those little TENS machines that everyone has seen, that people carry around with them,
and they're great.
Yeah, exactly. And they're great to take home. And so people can use them throughout the day, and it's a great non-drug technique to use to help reduce pain. And then there's the generally larger IFC machines that you would see in the clinic. And the reason why they would use those is just much more of a comfortable modality. And again, when we teach it in the course, it'd take a while here, but it's a higher frequency current, and it's just much more comfortable. So that's why you see those types of things in the clinic. And you know, with electrotherapy, there's all sorts of things it can do as well. Like it can help increase muscular strength and all this kind of stuff. But you know, I always teach people is that, you know what? Well, so does exercise, and you know, it can help reduce edema if you know how to put the pads on and set it. But you know what? The massage works so much better at reducing edema. So, like, generally, the electrotherapy course could be a really long course, because there's so many different things that you could use it for and all that. But as massage therapists, most of the stuff we do work better than that modality anyway. So generally for us, it's about just complementing what we're doing, and it's a great thing to complement with someone who's in a lot of pain or there's a lot of spasm, and it just complements the stuff you're doing already with spasm. Typically, what we do in our practice, for instance, is, you know, those people that would come in and they'd be in such pain, and after a while I realized, you know what, I don't even want to touch some of these people with my hands, and so I try to do other stuff and you know, be very gentle, and I try to use hydrotherapy and all that kind of stuff. But now, you know, now it's like, no, come on in, and we put the IFC on, and we do some other stuff, and just in that, they would go home, they'd have some relief, the muscles, you know, that pain spasm cycle would be stopped, and the muscles start to relax, and the pain would go down, and then they come in next day, and we do a little bit more aggressive, but also with the electrotherapy, and then day by day they start getting better, and then we can start getting aggressive again. So it's a great modality to do when before I would be wary of touching some of the cases. So yeah, again, it's just one more tool to add to your tool chest, and that's my whole philosophy, is that, you know, when we come out of school, we have, you know, skills, but then quickly it's like, okay, no, you know what, I think I need to add to my skills, and that's great. All of the things that you learn, the fascial release and all that stuff, it's great, but on top of that, I want to add as many tools and modalities as I can that you know, don't stress my body as well. So, it's all about being a better therapist and getting my clients better.
Derek, we're down to the last few minutes of our show. I wonder if we could take two quick questions.
Sure.
One is, where can someone find out about your workshops?
Yep. They can go to the website at NWIE, it's like National Wellness Institute of Education, so it's NWIE.ca, and our Ontario workshops are posted there. We do it in London, Toronto, Ottawa, and also contact information. So if you're out of province, if you have any questions, just call. And our whole goal is to really support you. We offer. Like, a lot of people will take the course and they won't start using modalities for months after. And so basically, we have a 5-year support thing where we'll just support you, and you just call or email if you have any questions or cases that you're not sure about, and we'll help you, with the modalities. We'll help you try to set up, the right settings and all that kind of stuff for you.
And do you provide the machinery on site or provide resources for people to find out where to purchase the machinery?
Right. So we're not salespeople, but what we do have is we have some distributors that supply machines to us, so we can use them in our courses, and those are the demo units we use, and they will give discounts to our students. So, and they've been great in supporting us that way. And I have a lot of experience, and all the other people that teach it, we have a lot of experience in using different brands and models and stuff like that. So I always give my 2 cents. After the sales rep leaves, I always will give my 2 cents as well. Usually we'll have a sales rep come in at the end of the day just to answer any questions. And then I'll give my feedback to the students as well. But, yep, so it's available to the students if they want.
That's great. Derek, I really enjoyed having you on the show.
Yeah, I enjoyed being here.
To all of our audience, thank you for being with us on Massage Therapy Radio tonight. Our guest was Derek Shin, and we were talking about modalities, ultrasound and electrotherapy. You can hear a replay of the show by visiting Massage Therapy Radio, and the link is on your broadcast page right under the button, where you can contact Derek Shin directly and find out about the workshops that he is hosting. Also, I'd love to hear your feedback on this show or any of the shows in the technology series. There's a link there for you to contact me directly. And so for Massage Therapy Radio, this is your host, Don Dillon. Good night.